People just tuning into the Battle and the Fast and Furious investigation are also hearing about a conspiracy theory attached to it. You'll remember the case involved ATF agents allowing gun smugglers to buy guns, hoping to track those guns to drug kingpins. But many of the weapons ended up at crime scenes, including one in which a border agent was killed. The conspiracy theory is that the Obama administration wanted the plan to create crime so that they could then limit gun rights. It's taken hold on right-wing radio and TV and in Congress. Darrell Issa, head of the panel that cited Attorney General Eric Holder for contempt for withholding documents related to the case, told Fox News recently that the Obama administration wanted to use the strategy to limit Second Amendment rights. Then there was this exchange from a panel hearing in February. Republican Congressman Tim Walberg of Michigan telling Eric Holder he thinks the program was set to fail.
I believe it was set up to go wrong in order to deal with Second Amendment liberties of law-abiding citizens.
And here's Holder's response.
Well, with all due respect, and I mean this with great respect, the notion that this was an operation set up to do something to impinge upon the Second Amendment rights of my fellow citizens is absurd.
Josh Gerstein is White House reporter for Politico. Josh, tell us more about this theory.
This is a theory Republicans and gun rights advocates have been putting forward for some time. And there are actually some documents, some internal emails that have come out during the investigation that lend some credence to it. The theory basically is that ATF wanted to demonstrate significant traffic from gun dealers along the Arizona border into Mexico to prompt or to require greater tracing and greater reporting of gun sales in that area.
Well, let's talk about the emails that you have referenced. And in the emails, ATF officials, and again, after this botched gun walking plan, talk about possibly using that failure to argue for tightening up restrictions on the ability to buy guns at gun shows.
Right. Not just at gun shows, but also from gun dealers. There's very little control on the purchase of rifles or long arms from dealers. Someone can go in and buy 5, 10, 15 weapons without having any requirement that that be reported. When this scandal sort of began to break, ATF began looking at how many weapons were involved here, and there was some internal discussion about whether the volume of weapons could be used to justify or promote a regulation that would require more reporting of gun sales. I think there's a leap there, though, from requiring greater reporting of gun sales to actually restricting anyone who wants to purchase a weapon from doing so.
Oh, hugely. But you could also say, isn't this exactly what critics are screaming for now? Because they're condemning this program, which was very loose and allowed these gun purchases and as a result lost track of guns. Ergo, it would seem that if you were critical of that, you would want a tighter tracing of guns, which is what the ATF officials were talking about.
Right. And you have to remember here that most of the critics of this program have sort of a longstanding grievance with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and generally are opposed to greater gun control or even what you might call here greater gun reporting or gathering of information, because they say that they place a burden on lawful purchasers of weapons and the government should only focus on illegal purchasers. And ATF has said that it's hard for them to know who's purchasing things illegally when they don't have a comprehensive picture the way they do with the purchases of multiple handguns.
Look, gun control advocates have come forward in the last couple of days and said President Obama has disappointed them. They don't consider him as being tough on guns. And Wayne LaPierre from the National Rifle Association has said, when he was speaking before the Political Action Committee, CPAC, that the president's scheme is to lull gun owners into thinking he's not going to do anything because he hasn't done anything, and then take away gun rights. How much is this thinking, this conspiracy thinking, a part of what's going on in Congress right now?
It's a significant part of it. There is a sense that the Obama administration has certain inclinations on gun control measures. And in fact, Attorney General Holder, on a couple of occasions, has indicated that he would favor reinstating the assault weapons ban or other gun control measures, only to be sort of met with silence from the White House, which seemed very, very reluctant to say anything at all on the issue of gun control.
Josh Gerstein, White House reporter for Politico. Thanks so much.
Okay, Robin. Take care.
So is this the parallel reality of the Iraq War was launched for oil conspiracy theory? Weigh in, hereandnow.org or on Facebook.com/hereandnowradio.